3, 2, 1, fire!
Poppins Pod, episode 2.
Ago.
Ago.
Ago?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
it
that?
Goes. It's like, it means it goes.
It goes, as in, it's going on, like that.
Ago.
That's embarrassing, isn't it? That was really embarrassing, sorry. So, two more guests on the Poppins Pod. Episode 2, last week we had the two Mrs. Corries. Did you listen to last week's episode?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did, because what? I don't really listen to podcasts.
Sebastian.
Well, let's go straight into who we've got then. So, let's introduce ourselves. So, we've got...
Sebastian.
Not the guy from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I thought it was the guy.
No, the different one.
Have you watched the F1 series?
Oh, yeah.
Netflix?
Sebastian Vettel. So you've got Sebastian from 6C, the famous Sebastian from 6C.
Suey.
And we've got the famous who? Who's this?
Who are you?
Edie.
Who are you? We've got Edie from 6F. And they've come to talk to us today about what they are doing in the Mary Poppins production as part of the Poppins Pod.
Yeah.
So, guys, are you excited?
Yeah,
very much.
I've just basically, on the way back up to the classroom where the podcast equipment is, I saw these guys and I said, right, I need a couple of people to help me. And they were mentally excited. Would you say that's pretty fair? I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Would you say so? Mm-hmm. And actually, they're very comfortable in front of the microphone. So I think we are due for a very, very exciting Mary Poppins performance. So you guys, there's rehearsals happening right now, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But why are you not rehearsing?
Because we just went down to film all the rehearsals and get the good bits.
And my rehearsal's in school, not...
Yeah.
So you're going to have a big role in it, aren't you? But it's just that the rehearsal schedule means that we try and get different times of the week for it.
Everyone's role is big, because if you have like one, even if you're a chorus member, if you have one chorus member who's not doing anything, it will look off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if they're just mouthing, it won't really match the lyrics.
That's right. So it's very important we all take our little bit, our little share. So what is your role, Sebastian, in the...
I'm a chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep. Do you know what? You would be a brilliant chimney sweep. I can visualize it already. I can imagine you giving it like really giving it some in the performances. How's it been so far?
Amazing. Honestly, I love it.
Do you know what? The chimney sweep element of it, if I was your age, if I was back in year 6, that would have been the thing that I would love to have done. Oh, it'd been so memorable, because it's a team thing too, right?
Yeah.
So how many chimney sweeps are there?
Like 70.
Really?
Yeah, around.
Yeah, that, 50, 70, I don't know.
That visually.
And the props are like really cool.
So what props do you have?
Chimneys, yeah. There's like chimneys which like, they just look so realistic. But
and don't you come out of a chimney, he says... Do you say?
I say brush away the dirt and soot.
Brush away the dirt and soot.
Beautiful. This is the first bit of proper singing that we have had on the show.
Not an outing?
Yes.
Outrageous.
Do you want some more singing?
No.
I'm back.
You don't want any more singing?
I don't like that.
Do you know who that was?
Who?
I watched the last episode. Apparently it was Miss Hopkins in the last episode.
You watched it, did you? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I thought you would listen to it.
I listened to it.
Oh, no.
But in year 5,
Were we secretly filming it?
No.
All right.
I just know.
Okay. Okay, so lots of amazing props. And how do you, if Mrs. O'Connor said, we've got to perform it tomorrow, would you be ready?
Nope.
Yeah.
I love the different responses to that. Okay, so you're building that up bit by bit.
Sure.
What about you, Edie? What are you?
And the same thing.
You're a chimney sweep. And do you say anything?
No.
Probably lucky. What do you think? Is that lucky or not? She's all of a sudden lost her voice. you can only sing, can't you? Because you're in Miss Hopkins' class, you can only communicate by singing. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
So, after school, though, you're here because you've got another role, haven't you, as part of the production.
Mm-hmm.
What is that role, Edie?
We're
take us away.
A trailer that is going to be playing while the adults are walking into the room.
Mm-hmm.
That is exciting. One of the things we wanted to do this year is, because we've been 3 years without a performance, haven't we? Can you remember watching the last one?
Yeah, it wasn't it The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah,
because it was. Because I can't tell because. The Lovely Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
I thought it was Aladdin.
It's true.
Go on. Sorry. I'm angry. I just got these buttons that I really like pressing.
I really hate them.
Oh, bother.
Go on.
Very loud.
Oh, sorry. I can't. What was I saying? Did I ask a question before then?
Oh,
yeah. Wizard of Oz, 3 years ago.
I thought it was the Aladdin one.
No.
The last one.
No.
Because I have very faint memory. I can't remember.
I think we had that before.
You're a goldfish?
Yeah, I'm a goldfish.
Nice.
So we are, obviously, you're doing videos, trailers, and so on. And as the weeks go on, that's going to develop, isn't it? And become like a proper
trailer
that we can share and you're capturing.
Footage,
audio and stuff. So that's gonna be really exciting too. We've got the podcast, we've got groups doing
posters,
interviews, and they can use this as part of it too, can't they? So it's an exciting time. Everywhere you look around the corridor, it's starting to just build, isn't it? It's really, really good. So how about performing on the night? How are you feeling about that?
A little nervous.
I don't know if it will make it. Like, I don't know if it will be finished.
It will, I'm sure. Because what do you think? We've got progress test next week.
Yeah.
After that, we go into proper Poppins frenzy. Like Poppins party mode.
Poppins party.
Everyone's going to lose their voice.
I think it's one of those things. When I walk down the corridor, I can just hear every time, particularly lunchtimes.
It's a jolly holiday with me.
Yeah, that's all I heard today.
It's the most annoying song ever.
Do you want about this one?
Chim chimini, chim chim.
Amazing song.
Chiree, chim chiroo.
So all right. That takes us to our final question with you guys before you guys have to go back and continue your videography. What is your favorite character?
Bert.
And
I also like Bert.
He's fun, isn't he? You've obviously before. The show was on the cards to be done. Had you seen Mary Poppins?
Yeah, on both.
First one, the second one.
Yeah.
The second one is very, very, very good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
no Bert.
That is true.
But there's a Jack. Jack is Bert's son.
Yeah, I know, but he's not a chimney sweep.
It's true.
He's a lightsman.
He's so hard to please.
I'm offended.
He's like Sebastian Vettel in real life. He doesn't like Aston Martin. He wants to leave because he doesn't get enough points.
All right. We're having a bit of a disagreement here. Never had this before on the JPS pod. So brilliant performances. Songs. Which is your favorite song? It's gone quiet. I like
Chimney Sweep Song.
Chimney Sweep Song. The one that we're performing on the day. What about you, Edie?
I like...
It's true.
I think it's overrated.
Yeah,
it's overrated. Practice it so many times.
I know. It's
annoying.
You just go S-U-P.
Oh, how nice.
So, what is your favourite? Come on.
I like Let's Go Fly a Kite.
That is a lovely song. That's a good song.
It's underrated.
I've got this vision, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would love this to happen on the night. Is the parents just start joining in when it's the right time. Not parents, just a little message for you. Please don't do it until it's the right time because that would be embarrassing, actually, wouldn't it? If Mrs. O'Connor said...
You're going to be the only one who's doing it.
Dreadful.
That would be what Mrs. O'Connor said. And... but I've got this feeling that a lot of the parents are just going to find it so amazing. They're lovely little babies. It's their last thing at JPS.
They're growing up.
Yeah, getting old. And I reckon they'll join in. They'll get emotional. They'll cry. They'll definitely cry. And they'll love it. So, guys, we're going to leave you with that. Join in next week and we'll get some extra guests. We might even get these guys back. So thank you to Sebastian. Hey. Thank you to Edie. And we will see you soon.
Bye.
Chiroo, chim chimini, chim chim, chiri chim chiroo.